Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your Livestock Production Agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Transporting horses is a common practice in the equine world. Whether it's for a show, a move, or a visit to the vet, horses need to be transported from one place to another. However, transporting horses can be a challenging task, requiring planning to ensure the safety of the animal. The first step is to select the right trailer. The University of Maryland recommends using a trailer that's specifically designed for horses, as it provides a safer and more comfortable environment. The trailer should be large enough to accommodate the horse comfortably and allow enough space to move around. A non-slip floor will prevent the horse from slipping during transport. Having good ventilation is a must. Not only does good ventilation help keep horses cool in the trailer, but it also provides fresh air during the trip. Opening ceiling vents or windows can ensure good ventilation. When opening side windows, be sure to keep screens and window bars closed while traveling on roadways. It's exceptionally dangerous for a horse to have its head outside of a moving trailer, traveling at high speeds in traffic. Some items to pack in the trailer include a first aid kit for your valiant steed, a variety of bandages, bandage scissors, eye wash, thermometer, wound ointment, and equine anti-inflammatory. Also, include familiar feed and water buckets. In case of emergency, the contact information for your horse should be placed in both the vehicle and in the trailer. Prepare the horse for transport. Before loading, make sure it's in good health condition and fit for travel. The University of California, Davis suggests giving the horse a thorough health checkup and ensuring it's up to date on vaccinations and deworming treatments. The horse should also be well rested and fed before the journey. Once the horse is ready, it's time to load it onto the trailer. The horse should be led onto the trailer calmly and tied securely using a quick release knot. Give the horse as much freedom of movement as is safe. Hay nets should be placed as low as possible while assuring that feet will not become entangled. Restraint of the head in the upright posture for long periods of time may severely compromise the horse's ability to clear their lungs, leading to shipping fever. This respiratory condition can become very serious if not caught early and treatment provided. During transport, it's important to monitor the horse's condition regularly. The trailer should be well ventilated to prevent overheating and ensure a constant supply of fresh air. The University of California, Davis recommends stopping every 2 to 3 hours to allow the horse to stretch its legs and drink water. It's important to check the horse's temperature and overall condition during these stops. Transporting horses safely requires planning. Trailer selection, preparing for travel, and monitoring the horse during the journey are just a few pointers. To learn more about hauling livestock, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.